On September 7th, I got an email from James Stone, who lives near North Ome, Minnesota. He summed up migration in his neck of the woods, quote, 2.5 weeks ago, a big slug of phoebes, warblers, vireos, and gnatcatchers piled in 2 nights in a row, feeding on lake hatch insects, and disappeared just as quickly when a group of adult and juvenile merlins and sharpshins showed up. I never underestimate the terror the bird hawks inspire. Things have been pretty quiet since, except for a movement of cedar waxwings. The last 3 days have seen small packs of blue jays, the occasional warbler and vireo, and a thrush or two. Robins noticeably absent. Hummingbirds all gone for a week or so. End quote. Living near Lake Superior, we see hummingbirds a bit longer than people inland. I hadn't had an adult male ruby-throated hummingbird in over a week, but then I did see one on September 4th. I didn't see any hummers at all on Sunday or Monday of Labor Day weekend, but had a female or young hummer once on September 8th and all day on September 9th. On the 5th, I was sitting in a lawn chair watching the activity at my bird bath when I heard something right next to me. And lo and behold, in the juneberry shrub less than 2 feet away was a red-eyed vireo. This was probably a bird hatched this year because the iris was brown, not red. I was holding the camera with my good 300-millimeter lens, which takes great photos but cannot focus close. I held my breath, and when the bird moved on a minute or so after I noticed it, it flew just another foot further into a small tree by our fence. Even there, I had to pull myself as far back as I could without falling over in order to focus, but I got a few nice photos. I also got fairly nice photos of a Philadelphia vireo that morning. Then, early that afternoon, I watched a mourning dove fly into the yard, the first I've had since spring. A few hours later, I went out with my dog Pip, and she found the remains of what was probably that very mourning dove. We've been getting a steady hawk migration. The one who got my dove was most likely a merlin or a sharpshin, but an adult peregrine flew circles over my yard for quite a while that afternoon, too, and peregrines are not above taking doves. I've read several reports of warblers moving through along the shore and at Park Point in recent weeks. I've had a few in my own yard, mainly American redstarts, but not nearly as many as usual, and virtually none visiting my bird baths. But the number of white-throated sparrows in my yard has been wonderful, at least 50 each day over the weekend, and well over 100 in the days since. My sock sparrows and chipping sparrows are still hanging around, too. I put a trail cam in my tray feeder last night. In the dark, a deer mouse made it into the feeder. I don't see how it could scale the squirrel barrier, but perhaps it jumped from the lilac bush. First thing in the morning, a rose-breasted grosbeak showed up, but then the blue jays took over. In one cam video, a blue jay is hammering away at a sunflower seed between its toes, and the moment its head came up with the kernel at the tip of its beak, another jay grabbed the seed right out of its mouth and flew away. This morning, a Mississippi kite flew right over Hawk Ridge. It was probably visible from my yard had I been outside at the right moment, looking in the right direction. We can't see every bird that comes through, even when we're watching every moment. When we learn about the birds we miss, we're motivated to pay closer attention. And for those of us with imagination, there's also excitement. Imagine a Mississippi kite flew over my yard today. The joy of birding comes from what we do see, but I'd rather miss a good bird that others saw than not have that good bird fly over at all. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.